Hello again, my many friends. Howdy, Chuck. I'm studio usher Yu Jardan. Why do you think God gave you 2 ears? One for Robin and one for Manor.
Work out.
That's my number one in the house. When I'm not motivated and I have to do housework,
yeah,
I jam that Jackie right on, and baby, I'm working out.
Yeah, baby, we're jamming Jackie for you this morning. It's a little service we provide here at Melody Ranch.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney at a Harlem Globetrotter game was hit in the head by a basketball.
Huh?
Boom. He screamed bloody murder.
Did he? Well, maybe I thought he'd say, it would snap him, you know, like switch his brain, and he'd say, hey, kids, I know. Let's put on a show. Every movie that he did with Judy Garland and the gang was, hey, kids, I've got it. Let's put, and he had to snap his fingers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then he was going to put on a show.
Mm-hmm. Then he danced.
And his hair would shake until his little top roll would fall down on his eyes. Then he'd direct a band like this, Maynard, just going at top speed.
Just a human amphetamine,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
It is like he came out of a Tacoma meth lab.
It really is true.
God, he was just on fire. Would you like to analyze Robin's dream this morning, my
no,
friend?
No, God, no.
Would yes, you? Yes. All right. Go right ahead.
Robin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
I can't hear you.
I just wondering with your dream if you were stuck in rush hour traffic.
No, what I'm saying is I'm flying, and I'm primarily flying into Dallas for some weird reason.
Oh,
we
Dallas.
End up having to land in the freeway, and then we go through the town in the plane, and it tries to take off, and it crashes down repeatedly.
It's a pretty standard dream. Have you ever had that, my friend?
Yeah, all the time.
Why, thank you, caller. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I was just listening to Robin's worst nightmare about a plane landing on the freeway. And
No.
It reminded me of a video clip that someone sent me of just that happening. And I was going to email it to her.
You know, if someday there will be a way to put a little cap with wires coming out of it on your
brain.
Head. That's right. I'm investing in a company that will do just that.
Are you really?
When you have those dreams, you want direly to explain it to someone, and you try.
No, I don't. They
get very deep, and they can get very rich.
I want to look at them myself.
One can be amazed that their own brain can come up with this. And so you're thinking, if I could show this on a screen,
yeah,
I would have lines around the block to see this dream. Well, beginning on the 11th of February, the company that I'm investing in will be able to do just that. It's called Dream Cap. You wear this cap to bed at
okay.
night, and in the morning, your dream is on a videotape, and then you'll be able to take okay. it around and show it to friends.
Oh, okay. I believe you now.
Okay. Dream Cap. Coming
See,
soon.
At least mine, friends, at least mine happen at night when I'm home alone. John has his right here and publicly.
Robin's Dreams, brought to you by Roy and Merle's Mincemeat Breeze. The holiday scent in a jar.
What is Christmas made of? All kinds of presents from Merle and Roy. Mincemeat Breeze smells like boys. We always save our farts in a jar.
Excuse me for a moment. If your day ever sounds like this.
Hey, kids, I know. Let's put on a show.
God, you scare me.
You jackass. I really don't like you very much.
You might want to think about calling 1-800-DIVORCE. That's Goldberg Jones. Ask for me, Rick Jones. And of course, that call is at no charge.
Outstanding.
Right.
Pretty standard dream. Have you ever had that, my friend?
Yeah, all the time.
Why, thank you, caller.
Thank you.